We have returned to the Pleasance Courtyard in Edinburgh, Scotland for our, let's just say it's our 10th or our 12th or our 15th Fringe. Why not?
We've been here every year since 1947.
Exactly. And we're back. We're excited to be here. What are your plans for Edinburgh this time, Reed Martin?
Survive.
It's Teddy Spencer.
See as many shows as I can.
And I'm going to sleep. These are good plans, gentlemen. Good plans.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 504, Our Edinburgh Plans. Reed Martin, Teddy Spencer, and I have just finished our first week of performances of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged at the Pleasance Courtyard as part of the magnificent Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Edinburgh, Scotland. Now that we sort of know what we're doing and have received two very nice four-star rave reviews, we can begin to coordinate our plans and figure out what all we're going to see and do while we're here in Edinburgh.
Well, it's great to be back, and, you know, Reed and I are the wizened veterans here returning to the festival, so we should really count it up. I mean, it's at least my, I'm going to say, seventh time, I think, because I've come here with every show that I've written except Sports and Christmas. Sports and Christmas.
Yeah, I first was here in 1990 with the Shakespeare show. I did it at 90 and 91 with Shakespeare.
Okay.
And then I think we did it 94 with America.
Yeah.
Probably 96. Six with Bible,
yep.
99 with Millennium.
Yep.
We brought books in around 2002 or 3. We brought Hollywood, I think, in 2007. Then we had a long break.
Yeah.
And we were here 2 years ago with The Complete History of Comedy Abridged. And now we're back.
That's right. But we're joined this time with young, wide-eyed Teddy Spencer.
Yeah, doe-eyed.
Doe-eyed Teddy Spencer. And Teddy, you read 2 years ago, Reed saw like 50 shows in like 24 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, 22 shows a day almost.
But all those were packed into 2 days. I was here for 24 days, but I saw 25 shows and I was exhausted.
Got it. But Teddy, you're like a kid in a candy shop.
Yeah.
You're going to break that record easily.
I'm going for 100, baby. I'm going for century mark.
Well, and the thing is, we're performing at the Pleasance, which has, I don't know, a dozen different venues, maybe 18 different venues. And if there's room with your Pleasance Pass as a company member, you can get in for free.
Right.
So the good thing is, there's a lot of shows you can see for free. The bad news is, there's hundreds of venues, so there's a lot that you can't see for free.
So those ones you just have to beat people up and steal their tickets, basically.
Well, and I've never, in all the years we've been coming here, I don't think I've ever seen it as busy or as hectic or as vibrant or crowded or in all those adjectives in the first week of the festival as it has been this year.
Yeah, I tweeted out that I was coming, and so, you know, the rumor spread, so that's
what it was. Oh, I see. That's good. Well, and part of me, I've heard that confirmed by other people, but also this is the first time, I think, ever that our show has been sort of in the late afternoon, from 4:40 to 6 p.m. And so I think generally the festival is more hopping in sort of late afternoon than it is midday when our previous shows have performed.
Yeah, early on we used to perform at about this time slot, and then sort of over the years it kind of moved to early afternoon, and then last time I think we were late morning, like maybe 11:30 to 1 or something like that.
How did you put it? It starts at high tea and ends at beer o'clock, right?
Yes, which is confusing slightly because in Edinburgh it's always beer o'clock.
True.
So it's
my place. Yeah, it's great thing.
Breakfast of Champions.
But Teddy plays Dromio in William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, and you have a line in that show when you come, you land in a place in Italy and you don't know where you are, and you go, "Whoa, what is this place?"
Yeah.
And that's how I picture you walking around Edinburgh every day.
That's how I was definitely at least the first 2 or 3 days. A lot of that might have been just amazement, and a lot of that could have been just I was not adjusted to the time change yet, you know.
Right.
So there's that too. Just walking around in a sleepy haze the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah. So. It is overwhelming to come here for the first time.
Yeah. Food carts everywhere, people walking around, drinking beer at all hours of the day. It's like you're at Sin Island or wherever they go in Pinocchio. Is that what it's called? Sin Island?
Pleasure Island.
Island.
Pleasure Island, yeah. It's like being in Pleasure Island. I just haven't found the Rough House yet.
I was going to say, congratulations.
Yeah, it's awesome, yeah.
I haven't seen anything that's really made me go, oh my God, you've got to see that this year. But then I haven't seen much. I haven't seen as much as you guys have. What have you guys seen that has sort of rocked your worlds at all?
Well, it's still early on. We're only like a week in. Three things come to mind. I saw this show called Puddle's Pity Party, which was recommended to us by Zach Moore, who's a stage manager and sound guy that we work with from Pittsburgh, and he knows Puddle's or had seen Puddle's, and go on YouTube. I'm not even going to try to describe it. It's it's weird, and the description wouldn't do it justice, but it's stuck with me. I saw
you said it stuck with me, and that is thoroughly convinced a bunch of us to go see it.
I saw Piff the Magic Dragon, who was the loser on American Idol last year. That was a very funny show. He's very deadpan. I saw Closer by Circa, which is a five-person circus. No animals, no clowns. Not Cirque du Soleil-like, just very simple. And I thought that was great. And then today I saw a thing called The Pianist, which is a silent clown show along the lines of sort of Bill Irwin Chaplin-esque. Cool. So that's what I've seen that I liked.
Cool. Teddy?
My favorite piece so far is a piece called Crap 39. It's kind of a autobiographical piece where a guy is kind of obsessed with Crap's Last Tape by Beckett, and it's his life through that lens type of thing. Yeah.
I saw the other play that he's also written and performing in with Annette O'Toole called Hamlet in Bed, which I really liked. And as much as I don't want to see a play about Beckett, I'm intrigued enough to go see Crap.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it was one of those plays where I think I'm seeing it also in just a time in my life when it really speaks to me. So, yeah that was great.
I've seen, I got my wife and Dee and daughter Daisy here too, and so we've been trying to see a lot of whatever we can see. I saw Baby Wants Candy, the improvised musical from Chicago, again, which was terrific as always. But then mostly I've seen these little plays. I saw Hamlet in Bed. I saw a play called Trolling about the dark side of the internet, which makes me wonder, is there a light side to the internet? I'm not
never
sure.
Do Shakespeare Company podcast.
There you go. Here we go. You're it. You're in it, baby.
There's a play I saw called Freshers, which is done by apparently a group of high school students, British high school students, and they're all playing freshmen in college who have all been forced to go to this meeting for disciplinary actions and share what it is that they did and then act them out via drama therapy. And that was actually, I was really impressed by the work of some of those kids, like super raw, gritty.
Oh, cool.
It kind of felt like, to me, seeing like a really young, up-and-coming Chicago storefront theater group.
That's really cool.
You were sort of saying it was a British breakfast club.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
But way, you know, way darker.
Yeah. Right? It has a blurb on their poster from Stephen Fry, which makes me go, who do they know?
And, of course, the show we're all trying to get in to see on our passes and has been sold out since day one is Nina Conti, who our British listeners will know. Yeah. She's a very famous ventriloquist here, the son of actor Tom Conti.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is she known in America?
She would be known in America from her YouTube videos, but also she was in Christopher Guest's HBO series Family Tree with Chris O'Dowd, in which she was very good in that, too.
Yeah, yeah, so I finally just... Well, I've tried to see her 2 years ago and couldn't get in, and now I've waited a week here, and I said, damn it, I'm just buying a ticket.
Oh, because we saw her last year, 2 years ago, and she was great. Now, you said you had been to see Piff the Magic Dragon, and we saw a comic magician named Pete Furman.
Furman.
Who was terrific. And so I asked you this question before, and it sounds snarky, but I don't mean it to be. How many comic magicians can one see?
As many good ones as there are.
Okay.
I mean, he's very good. He's very dry, right? And so that appeals to me.
Pete Furman's a little more high energy. Yeah.
I mean, Piff's got this goofy outfit on, right?
Right,
he's sort of, you know, he's sort of like very low key. And so his whole persona plays against the outfit.
Okay.
You know, and it's just he's just very deadpan.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
I mean, can you see more regular comedians and you can see magician comedians? I don't know.
That's the question. Can you how many three-man comedy groups who reduce large topics can you see, you know?
Well, it's just like if I go...
If it's good, you can see as many as you want.
Yeah, it's like you go see one good play and you go, great, let's go see another play, you know? Yeah. You see a bad play or two bad plays in a row and then you don't want to go for a while.
Right, I'm going to go see some music or something, yeah. I mean, that's the great thing. There's so much here. You can see anything and everything. Well, I haven't seen... Have you seen any numbers? A year ago, I mean, 2 years ago, they were saying there's, whatever it was, 50,000 shows here at the festival, at the Fringe.
I think I saw 3,000. I think that's what it said. Okay.
Yeah, for people who haven't been here, and I'm sure we said this on a previous podcast, every nook and cranny in the city becomes a theater.
Yeah.
Every church, every school.
It's incredible.
Taxi cabs, phone booths.
Yeah.
And so there's shows on all kinds of scales. And they'll start at 8 or 9. And there's a show that'll start at 8 or 9 in the morning all the way up till midnight or 1 o'clock. Yeah. So you can see as much theater. It's like a theater smorgasbord. All you can watch.
Yeah. Right. I saw a show this morning.
All you care to watch.
Yeah. All you care to watch. In a small portable classroom. And the performer literally had like a 10 by 5 foot space like in a corner of the classroom. And it was great. You know, it was a narrative sketch comedy piece. It was wonderful. Yeah.
That's very cool. Yeah.
There's funny stories about Edinburgh. Maybe this is apocryphal, but I heard years ago there was a company that came up here and didn't have a place to sleep. So they were sleeping in the theater. And the authorities came in and said, well, this is not zoned for a hotel. You can't sleep here. It's zoned as a theater. So they mounted a show called Sleep. And for a pound, you could come between midnight and 8 a.m. and watch them sleep.
I really want that to be real. I hope that's real, because that's ingenious. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Adam Long, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Oh, yes.
Where can you RSC the RSC? We'll be performing William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged at the Pleasance Courtyard at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival until August 29th. Then we return to the U.S. this fall to perform the special election edition of the complete History of America Abridged in more than 17 states, including Missouri, Iowa, Montana, Indiana, Minnesota, Utah, Michigan, Kentucky, Alaska, Washington, New Jersey, Ohio, Virginia, South Carolina, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Florida. Those dates are all up on our website now. We'll also be touring for 3 weeks in China, and in 2017, we begin a UK tour of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged. We'll have more information about those overseas tours later this fall. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information.
At every almost every performance we've been here so far, and we've had five or six of them so far, there's been a sort of surprise visitor after every performance. There was a guy that I had just met in Oakland, a good, very good friend of my sister and brother-in-law. He was here with his family, so we chatted a very long time. On the second night was our old friend Davey Naylor, came up from London to see us. We hadn't seen him in a couple of years.
I had two folks that I work with at Santa Rosa Junior College took the train up from London for the day to see the show.
Fantastic. Jess Winfield, one of the founding members of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, was there Saturday.
With Saw. Yeah.
With Saw. Jess and Saw. Both of them were here. The original props and wardrobe goddess, Saw Winfield, and her husband, Jess. And today, we've got a special guest. And she's standing because I knew she knows I'm going to bring the microphone over to her. Regular podcast listeners will remember the dulcet tones of Rabid Psycho. When was the last time you were on the podcast?
It was 8 years ago, July 2008, in San Jose, California.
But who's counting? and you were there. You were there in San Jose with your parents.
With my parents.
Who had? Was it then, or was it a different time we saw them? Anyway, they own shirts they yes. proudly proclaim Rabbit's mum and Rabbit's dad.
Yes, I had no idea this was coming. They had done this entirely without my knowledge, and they were wearing them under their shirts that day. And we got up to the table after the show, and I was all ready to be very cool and calm and go, "Hello, gentlemen, I love the show." When I see a movement out of the corner of my eye, and it's my parents ripping open their shirts to wear these T-shirts saying, "I'm Rabbit Psycho's mum, and I'm Rabbit Psycho's dad." Apparently, my father did want to put Rabbit Psycho's mom, cross out O, put you above, but that was too much pedantry for the T-shirt makers to handle.
It's a lot of pedantry, yes, indeed. Now, Rabbit's real name is Sarah Wilkinson, and she we know you from when? How far back? 95?
Well, not that far. I was 5 in 95.
I thought you were very young. Okay.
2003.
We had on our original website in London, we had a chat room. Remember chat rooms, kids? We had a chat room, and that was Rabbit Psycho was your handle.
That was indeed, and I was very proud that I had the most posts on the chat room.
It is a thing of pride, yes, for sure.
It goes on the CV.
Well, and what's so funny about meeting you, as we've met you now many times, is this, there is nothing remotely rabid or psychotic about you.
I went to therapy, we dealt through some problems, and I like to think that I've come out as a better person.
Well, and I remember saying to your mom, it might have been in San Jose, I said, "You're very patient and tolerant of her being a groupie for us." And she said, "Oh, well, when I think of the groups she could be a groupie for, I'm actually relieved."
That's a side of my mother I was not aware of, and I'm going to have words with her when this is over.
Well, you've been one of our biggest fans forever. Why don't you have a life? No, you do have a life now, because you have a boyfriend, and he was our Dale today.
He performed very well, and I'm incredibly proud.
As you should be.
The definitive. Yes, in Long Lost, we have Over Hill, Over Dale. Sorry, Dale. Yes. He was our very... what would I say?
Compliant.
It was our very good-natured audience volunteer today.
Well, indeed, and there's always at least two. Yes. What's your real name?
Evan.
Evan, thank you so much. Is he at all rabid or psychotic?
No, he's very well-behaved, really. I've trained him well.
Okay, you trained him well. So, why do you, God bless you, why do you keep coming back to see us?
It's just the pinnacle of high culture. I've sampled as much culture as possible. I live in London. I'm surrounded by culture, but I have to keep coming back to three strange Americans trying so hard to do Shakespeare.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, that's right. And since you've seen the complete works probably more than anyone living, you've now seen William Shakespeare's Long Lost First Play. How does it compare? How does it complement? How does it divert, distract, etc.?
Number one, I greatly enjoyed it. 5 stars. Everyone should go see it. It feels like it's like a greatest hit sort of feel. I feel like you're going back to your roots with the Shakespeare and being able to kind of celebrate all you enjoy about it and being able to just put on this thing with all these in-jokes that Shakespeare geeks will absolutely love, but also just this ridiculous Americanified comedy that everyone will love.
God, I wish you could say that in print somewhere so I could quote you.
Send me the recording and I'll type it up for you.
Now, what are your plans for Edinburgh? What are you going to see? What are you seeing? What are you looking forward to seeing? What have you seen?
We mentioned earlier, I want to see Nina Conti. We're seeing her tomorrow. We're very, very excited about that. We're also seeing News Review, which is in the same theatre as you.
All right.
And later tonight, we're going to see Max and Ivan, who are a comedy duo we discovered last time we were at the Fringe and absolutely love.
You were talking about them, Teddy.
Yeah, I saw them last night. Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we tried to get into a bunch of things last night, and everything was... This has been a big weekend. This first weekend, there's a lot of two-for ticket opportunities.
Yeah.
So I think on Wednesday, which is our day off, thankfully, lots of things will become available.
I imagine so. We're kind of cramming as many shows as humanly possible into the two-for-one days.
Yes.
And then on Wednesday, we go home.
Well, you're very good to take time out to talk to all the listeners, both the listeners of the Reduced Shakespeare Comedy Podcast.
Yes. Hello, podcast land. Keep on podcasting.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. As it happens, today, August 8th, 2016, is the official 35th anniversary of the Reduced Shakespeare Company's first performance at the Renaissance Fair in Novato, California in 1981. We are thrilled to have returned to our Shakespearean roots with William Shakespeare's long-lost first play abridged, and want to thank you for continuing to support our silliness. Send us your anniversary wishes via email to feedback@ at ReduceShakespeare.com. You can also engage with us and other fans on Facebook or Twitter. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, ReduceShakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, 4th Reduced Shakespeare Company member Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Tony Hinton. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to RSE founding member Adam Long. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 504 1512ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
And we're recording this here in the Pleasance Courtyard, right outside our venue, in front of something they're calling the Taco Shack. It's Taco Shack Buena Comida, made with quality Scottish ingredients.
Isn't all Mexican food made with quality Scottish ingredients?
Yeah, it's like they've got, it's such a wide variety of stuffings, you know, as Teddy, as you said, you could
get, you know, boiled chicken or five bean salad in your taco.
Yeah, sweet potato. You know, just because you put something between a tortilla does not a taco make.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.